It's been a blessing to be in the house of the Lord today. And I can't explain to you the feeling that I have in my soul today. You know, God has been so good to me, and I'm so thankful for the goodness and the grace that God provides us in our life. I want to thank this church for allowing me to come and to be with you once again. It's been some time since I've been here. But thank you for allowing me to come to your church and to stand in your pulpit tonight. I have to be honest with you, I'd actually forgot about this appointment. I knew it was coming up, and I thought it was at the end of the month. And I went Friday morning, and I went to my office, and I flipped my calendar over, and I looked, and I had you on the calendar, and I thought, oh my goodness, I haven't given one thought to preaching Sunday night. So pray for me that the Lord would help me. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, I would like to invite you to Psalms chapter 20. Psalms chapter 20. And I want to read that entire psalm tonight for a scriptural reading lesson. It reads like this. It says, "The Lord heard thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Shelah. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfilleth all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Say, Lord, let the king hear us when we call." That's reading the entire 20th Psalm for a scriptural reading lesson tonight. In the 27th Psalm, in verse 1, you'll find there that in part of that verse, it says this: "The Lord is the strength of my life, in whom shall I be afraid?" That'll be my title tonight for my lesson. The Lord is the strength of my life, and in whom shall I be afraid? Or you might also say, in what shall I be afraid? Because if the Lord is our strength, there's nothing that we are to be afraid of. I find that in the book of Job, Job was correct when he said, "A man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble." I find that in life, that it seems like everywhere we turn, that there is someone or something that is troubling us. It could be spiritual, and it's all a spiritually based, you might say. The trouble that we find in life, it all goes back to the day that Adam fell from his happy and holy state, and sin entered into the life of man. Trouble came upon man, and it has existed from that time even up until now. We find trouble. Sometimes it's trouble at work, and sometimes it's trouble at home. Sometimes it's even trouble in church. But we find that, as David said, he says, "The Lord is my strength." And I want to encourage you tonight, and I want to be a little like Paul was, that he was not one that wanted to tear down, but he was one that wanted to edify the people of God. And I want to be one that can edify God's people, and I hope that maybe I might build you up tonight and strengthen you with what God has to say in His Word about where our strength comes from. We find that in the book of Ephesians that Paul wrote there in that fifth chapter, as he began to exhort the people of God, he first talked to them and told them and exhorted them, he said, to follow God. He also exhorted them to walk in love. He said this to them, and he exhorted the people that had been saved by the grace of God. He says, do not let fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness be named among any of you. He exhorted them in that and told them about many other sins, but in the eighth verse of that chapter, he said this. He says, for we were sometimes in darkness. He brought them back to the state and reminded them where they were at one point in their life when they were lost and separated from God, that at that point they were not followers of God. They were not men and women that walked in love, but they were men and women that walked in fornication, uncleanness, and in covetousness. They had it all amongst them. They ran after sin instead of running away from sin. And he reminded them that you are no longer there. Folks, and I want you to know that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, you're not there anymore either. You have been brought into the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as Psalms 40 says, you've been set upon the solid rock. And my friend, if you're sitting on a solid rock, you're on a firm foundation. And we walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe it's in Romans chapter 5 where he talks there. I better turn there real quick because I can't quote very well. But in the fifth chapter of the book of Romans, he said this. He said, therefore, and in other words, he said, in light of what he just said, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access to this faith into this grace wherein we stand. Folks, I want you to know that when we got saved by the grace of God, when we trusted in the Lord, we entered into the grace of God. And when we entered into that grace of God, we stand in that grace. We stand in it eternally, and it will never leave us. We're always there within the grace of God. He can be our strength, and He can be the one that can help us. Paul reminded them that they were once in sin, but now he said this. He says, but you are the light of the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. He says, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. We need to, as the people of God, we need to walk in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in Him with all of our heart every day of our life. It was Paul that said in the 12th chapter of the book of Romans when he said this. I need to go back. But he said this. He said, I beseech you, brethren, therefore, by the mercies of God, which have permitted you to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So we as the children of God, we're to prove. We're not to prove to ourselves, but we're to prove to a lost and dying world that Jesus is our strength, that we draw strength from Him, and it's Him that sustains us in this life. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, my friends, that helps us in everything that we do in life. And that without Him, we are nothing. Amen. We're nothing without Him. Without Him, we would be lost and separated from God on our way to a devil's burning hell. But our strength all lies in the Lord. And folks, we can find strength in Him every day of our life. That fifth chapter of Ephesians went farther in the 16th verse. And I like what Paul done. He says, redeeming the time. In other words, he tells them to buy up. In other words, you might say, use the time that you have, that God has given you in this life, for the honor and glory of God. Use it for God. Buy it up and don't waste it. Folks, we live in a world today that is running as fast as they can after the things of sin. But God's people, we need to buy up the time. We need to use that which God has given us, you know, for the honor and the glory of God. You continue to read in the 17th chapter, in the 17th verse, he tells them, talks about that they were for be not unwise. Basically, in that 17th verse, he tells them that they are to be have wisdom about them. James said in the book of James in 1 and 5, he said, if a man lacketh wisdom, what he said to do? He said to go to God and ask him, and God will give him the wisdom that he needs. So Paul exhorted them to have wisdom about them. In the 18th verse, he teaches them not to be partakers of the world, but to walk in the Spirit of God. In the 19th verse of that chapter, he tells them that to fill their life with spiritual things as a song and songs and all these things. Do you know how we are as the children of God? How do we walk in the Spirit? We can't walk in the Spirit by filling our lives with the things of the world. But how we walk in the Spirit is that we fill our life with songs and praises, and we bring honor and glory to God. And these things help us to walk in the Spirit of God. And that then we find strength in these things. In that 20th verse, I should have read it for you, but I didn't read all this. He teaches us to give thanks unto God. That we're to thank God for all things. And no matter what it is, folks, we're to give thanks and honor to glory to God for everything that we have and everything that we stand in need of. In all good gifts, the Bible says, come down from the Father of life. Well, there is no variance, folks. I tell you, we owe God all the honor and glory, and we need to give Him thanks for that which He's given us. I'm thankful tonight just for God's provision for the day. You know, He's fed me and housed me and He's clothed me and He's given me everything that I've needed, and I have no need of anything. And my strength tonight lies wholly in the Lord Jesus Christ. My folks, He went further in the 21st verse, and He says this, that we're to our life is to be a life of obedience unto God. We're to do as God has prescribed in our life. Sometimes it's hard to try to be obedient and to try to walk in the way that God wants us to go, with all the world pulling at us, trying to pull us this way, trying to pull us that way. But folks, God gave us a prescription how we're to live, and we need to try with every fiber within us to walk that way. You see, that's the only way that we're able to walk in the Spirit. We walk in the Spirit by filling our lives with song and songs. We walk in the Spirit by filling our life with thanksgiving. We walk in the Spirit by being obedient unto God. And when we do these things, we find strength, because God begins to strengthen us and lift us up and to help us. Our reading lesson said, "The Lord is the strength of my life." Our title was, "The Strength of My Life." In the book of 2 Corinthians, you'll find that Paul made this statement. He says, "Blessed be the God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all mercies, who comforts us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherein we ourselves are comforted of God." Folks, we find that our strength is in God. And when we go through tribulations in life, when our strength and we are looking up instead of looking down, we're looking up to the cross and we're looking up to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're trusting Him, even though that it may feel like we're in a situation that we cannot win. Folks, if we'll just continue to look up to the the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in Him. Folks, I tell you, He'll comfort us. He'll come on the scene at just right on time, and He'll meet us where we're at, and He'll lift us up, and He'll bring us through whatever tribulation we might be going through. And when we go through tribulation, He brings us out on the other side. God expects us as the children of God to also help those that may be going through similar tribulations. And how we help them is by the same comfort that we receive from God. You see, we want to be people that point to the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the one. We tell the lost and dying world, and we point them to the cross of Calvary. We point them to the Lord Jesus that came born of a virgin. We point them to the one that died on Calvary's mountain. We point them to the one that arose from the grave to be alive forevermore. Folks, the only way that anyone's going to get saved is that they've got to get to this man Jesus that rose from the grave and that's alive forevermore. Now, the only way they're going to get there is through Him, and we are duty bound to point. Says to them, to the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might trust in Him. In our reading lesson, the whole point of that reading lesson was this. He said, some trust in chariots, and some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord. It's the Lord that these people were going through trials. They were going through tribulation in this psalm. They were going through many things. And as they wrote this psalm, and there was trouble all around about them. But they remembered the Lord. It says, the Lord heard thee in thy trouble. Folks, it's the Lord Jesus Christ that helped them and that will help us. You see, the whole point of that lesson was, you know, it's the Lord. He's our strength. Nahum said this in the book of Nahum in chapter 1 and verse 7. He said, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good, ain't He? Folks, I tell you, I can't explain how I felt sitting there on that front row tonight. I can't explain to you how I felt in my soul. I sat in church today. There was just such a special feeling deep down in my heart. And I just couldn't explain to you how I felt. But I tell you, I'm thankful and I love the Lord tonight because He's good to me. He blesses me. He walks with me. And He helps me. And I tell you, He can help you too. The Lord is good. But He went farther and says this, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He's one that, you know, that we can hold on to, that will bring us out. He says, for He knoweth them that trust Him. Folks, if we'll just walk in the faith and in the trust of the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what trouble, no matter what tribulation, no matter what trial you may be going through tonight, I tell you, Jesus is the one that can help you. And He will help you. He's good. And He's a stronghold. Hold on to Him with all your might. I like the story of the wall of Jericho. We all know that story, don't we? That wall of Jericho, from what I can understand, the walls were somewhere around 6 feet wide. They were 12 to 15 feet high. And God told those people, the children of Israel, He told them, He said, you go and you march around that city 6 days, one time a day. On that seventh day, you march around that city. But when you go on that seventh day, He said, you're to take the ark and you're to take the trumpets with you. And as you march around that city, you don't say a word. You just march around that city 7 times. And when you reach the seventh time, you stop. And you blow the trumpets. And the people shout. And we find that they've done just exactly what God prescribed for them to do in their life at that time. And when they did, do you know that the walls of Jericho, those 6 foot walls, that they fell to the ground, and they were 6 foot wide and 12 to 15 feet high, they just fell to the ground. Folks, there is a lesson in that we all need to take to heart, that if we'll just do it God's way, and though it may not be the easiest, easy way, though it may not always be the way that we think might be right. If we'll follow after the Lord, the God will bring down the walls in our life that are standing before us. There's also a test that we can find in that. You know, I don't know how many times when I go through trouble that I want to try to fix it myself. Something happens at home, you know, if I got something goes wrong at home, I got a wall that's starting to fall. You know, it's not falling, but I can't explain to you, but it's starting to droop. So I got under the house and I'm digging a footer. I'm fixing it myself and I've laid the block. I'm fixing to raise that wall up and sturdy it up. But I tell you, spiritual things, you know, I can't fix on my own. And without the knowledge that God has given me, I could not know how to fix my home. But I tell you, those things that go spiritually wrong and trouble all around about us, people treating us bad, whatever it may be, folks, the spiritual test that we find in this is that how do we handle trouble? Do we try to fix it ourselves? Or do we find ourselves before a holy God praying and asking God for help and direction in our life? A few weeks ago, I remember bowing down on my face. And as I bowed, I didn't know what to say. I just knew I was in trouble. I just got to work and I was troubled and I fell down on my face and God just said, God, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to pray, but God help me. Folks, I tell you, God is good and He's a stronghold that we can hold on to. We can hold on to Jesus that gave His life, that saved us and delivered us from the bondage of sin, folks. If we find trouble and trials in our life, just go to the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll help you and He'll bring you through on the other side victorious, and you'll have the grace and the peace of God all around about you. Trust in the Lord. The Lord is the strength of my life. And who shall I fear? I have no fear because I trust in the Lord. They trust in chariots. The world trusts in the things that they have, and they trust in men that might be able to fix it. But I tell you, I remember, and I want you to always remember, the Lord Jesus Christ, He's the one that can help you. He's the one that can provide every need that you have. In the Psalm chapter 9, and verse 9, it says this. It says, the Lord will also be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And they that know Thy name will put their trust in Thee. For Thou, Lord, Thou hast not forsaken them that seek Thee. Folks, I tell you, Jesus is our hiding place. He is a refuge. He's a refuge in time of trouble. We can hide in the Lord Jesus Christ. In sickness, in health, in trouble, and in fear, we can hide in Him. Hide in the Lord Jesus Christ. In the 27th Psalm, where our title comes from, it says, the Lord, the verse 1 reads, it says, the Lord is the light of my salvation. The light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. In whom shall I be afraid? In that verse, it goes on and it talks about His enemies, how they would stumble. He would not fear because His confidence was in the Lord. He would fear them because His confidence lied in the Lord. And His desire was to be in the house and to be in the service of God Almighty. Jesus Christ that gave His life's blood for them and saved them and set them free. His desire was that. And He says this in the 14th verse. He said, wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be of good comfort. He shall strengthen thee. Strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Amen.
Wait on Him. Folks, I tell you, I don't know about you, but sometimes we go through troubles in life. And sometimes we're a little bit like David was. Lord, where are you? God, help me. Lord, why are you hiding your presence from me? Lord, come and help me. But I tell you, just as the song saw, we saw the Lord is right on top. He'll come at the very moment that you need Him. He'll be right there. And He'll strengthen us. We all need the Lord to help us to overcome the sins that we deal with in the flesh, don't we? You know, I don't know about you, but I struggle sometimes with the sins of the flesh. The flesh desires this and the flesh desires that. And I struggle with those things. And Paul was no different. Great man of God, one of the greatest men of God that ever preached the Word of God besides the Lord Jesus Christ. Great preacher. But he said in the 7th chapter of the book of Romans, he said, when I try to do good, he said, I find evil is present with me. I try to do the right thing and find myself doing the wrong thing. He struggled with it, didn't he? And we will too. But his answer was this: oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? Who shall deliver me from the bondage of this flesh? And he said, I thank God that through the Lord Jesus Christ, His strength, His trust, His confidence was not in Himself. He knew that on when He was at His strongest in the flesh, He was still unable to overcome by Himself. And I, at my very strongest in myself, cannot overcome sin by myself. I have to be like Paul. Oh God, help me. Help me. And Jesus is the one that can deliver us. Jesus said in the 28th chapter of the book of Matthew, He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Christ owns it all. He's the one that has the power. That He was the one that was able to overcome the things of this land. He overcome sin. He overcome death, hell, and the grave. Folks, He's the one that has all power. And He's the one that is our help. He's the one that is our confidence. He's the one that is our strength, my friend. It's all wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ. And without Christ, we're nothing. Without Him, we're nothing. In the 4th chapter of Hebrews, Paul spoke a little bit about Christ. And he said this about the Lord. He says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. In other words, Jesus understands. He's been there, He's done that, and He's went through the trials and tribulations that we go through. And because He's done that, the infirmities of our flesh, He understands them, and He can be touched with those things. He's not too busy to look at our little bitty problems sometimes, where sometimes we make a mountain out of a molehill, don't we? The least little thing we just get all up in the air about. And He says He's not too busy to be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. But He says, but was in all points tempted like we were, yet without sin. He said this: let us therefore, in light of what He just said, in light that Jesus can be touched, in light that He went through it all Himself, He said, let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace. That we may obtain mercy and find grace in times and help in times of need. Folks, you know, the little bitty problems that we have, God looks at them as if they're great big to us. He can be touched with them. He wants to help us. What was it? What did he tell Peter? He told Peter that we're to come and we're to bring our problems to him and we're to trust in him. Trust in the Lord. One of my favorite scriptures, I guess, comes from the 2 Corinthians chapter 12. You remember that chapter where Paul said, "I knew a man in Christ, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, but how he was called up into the third heaven." It said that as he was called up in the third heaven, he was called up and he heard unspeakable words which cannot be uttered. He went on to say, he said this, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, that I should be exalted above measure. Now I'm going to tell you what I believe about these scriptures, and if you don't believe them, that's fine. You don't have to believe this the way I do. That's fine. But you know, I believe it was Paul that was called up. He was called up and he saw into paradise and he saw things that it was not good for him to go about telling. He couldn't tell these things. And he said, "Because I saw these things and I heard these things that were unspeakable, they were given to me a thorn in the flesh." In other words, there was Satan that was there that was pounding at him and beating at him, just giving him the hardest time. Tell about it. Tell what you saw. And the people, if they told him, the people would look at him as if he was a god. And Paul said, "I can't do that. I can't be exalted above all measure." He said that Satan was there. And he said, "I just went to the Lord. I went to the Lord and I prayed." He said, "I went three times." Three times. Reminds you a little bit about Jesus, doesn't it? How he went to the Garden of Gethsemane, and as he was facing death and was facing the cross, the cruel cross, he was facing the scourging and all the humiliation and all these things and being hung on the cross. And he went to God the Father and he prayed three times, "Lord, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me." That's what the Bible says. No, he said, "It's not my will but thine be done." You see, Paul went three times also. Satan was just trying to destroy him, was pounding at him. "You tell what you saw." And he said, "I couldn't do that. I can't make the people think I'm a god, because if they think I'm a god, they won't look to the Jesus that can help them. The strength of my life, they'll look to me and not him." He wanted to make sure he pointed always to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he got his answer. He said, "The answer was, is my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ might rest upon me." Folks, he had to turn from his own self and turn from his needs, and he had to look to the Lord Jesus Christ and found strength in him, and it was God that would give him the strength that he needed in order to overcome the buffeting of Satan. I'm telling you, Satan wants to destroy you. He wants to tear down this church. He wants to destroy your pastor. But folks, if you'll hang on to the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll let him be the strength of your life, you'll be a victorious church. You'll have a victorious life in Jesus Christ. Paul spoke in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, and he talked about a spiritual race that we needed to run. And he said the only way we're going to do this was in the second verse, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. That's the only way. Christ is the only way that we can run the spiritual race that we've got to run. He's got to be the center point. He's got to be the all in all in our life. We've got to look to Jesus, trust in Him, even though the way that we're going may seem dark. If He prescribes it to us to do that, we need to do it and trust Him in it. And if we'll do that, we'll be victorious in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember, Nahum said, "The Lord is good. And He's a stronghold. He is a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knoweth them that trust Him. Folks, Jesus Christ is our stronghold.
Amen.
And there's no other way other than Christ. The Lord is the strength of my life. In whom or in what shall I be afraid? I tell you, sometimes when I get out in the flesh, I become afraid. But I tell you, when I get in Christ, where I need to be, I win every time.
Amen.
And you will too.
Right.
I hope this has helped you some tonight. You know, I want you to hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ. I tell you, the world is trying to destroy this way. It's coming at us from all different directions. The things that's going on is just unbelievable. You know, I could talk about a lot of things, but I won't. It's trying to destroy this old time way. But there's no other way than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It was through Him. I like what. Let me read one more verse of Scripture. Sorry, Brother Ron. And one more verse of Scripture. I like this verse. In the first chapter of the book of John, it says this. It says, "But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of God, nor the will of man, but of God." It's through Jesus that we were born again. And it's through Jesus that we'll have strength in this life. It's all through Christ. All through Him. There's no other way. I'm glad that I may be in a church that is an unpopular way in the world. But I'm glad it's a church that believes in repentance and faith and praying until we know that we've been saved. A church that believes and God speaking to the hearts of men and letting them know that they're okay. That they're on their way to heaven. You know, God's got to speak to every heart and let them know. And once He speaks to us and He lets us know that we're saved, He delivers us from sin, He becomes the strength of our life, and we can trust in Him, and He'll carry us through all the way to the end. He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." He said, "Lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world." Folks, Christ, Jesus, is our strength. God bless you, brother.
Appreciate this good message tonight. Encouraging message from Brother John. I'm glad that you came. It's a great joy to be able to see Sister Tracy with us tonight. They've both been on our prayer list for quite some time. Just encouraging to see him come and be with us tonight. I was thinking as he was getting ready to close tonight, the song Victory, Jesus 92, needs to be sung. I want us to come around and meet Brother John and Ben. Appreciate you for coming to be with us tonight and delivering this encouraging sermon about trusting the Lord. We'll do that. We don't have anything to fear, do we? So stand together. And I've got to meet this thing all my God. Yeah. Anyone else?
Jeff, I appreciate your good message. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Tom. Appreciate this. Someone else?
Hey, sister, I could do the song before we leave tonight.
Just crazy.
Do you have any questions?
A good one. They're number one in my book. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Appreciate the beautiful song. Anybody else have anything on their heart this evening? All hearts and minds of liberty. Are you ready? Go back out in the mission field. A couple of requests. Got an email from Brother Justin Ferris, from Pastor, who's resigning in Spotsylvania. That's the place where I would pray for him. And also Friday, when I was it's ironic that this morning I used Romans chapter 5, and then at the Old Union School on Friday I used Hebrews chapter 12. So we got both of those tonight. So when we were there, Sister Angela Snoddy was asking prayer for Carrie Snoddy, who's going to be having a scan Friday. I don't know if she's got the results yet, but we continue to pray for her about the cancer as well. So those just left my mind. So just anything else in anyone's heart this evening? Please be careful. And again, we hope Brother John will come back and be with us. Always enjoy hearing. Always a thrill to be in service with him. And I just love his preaching. Love him as a brother and as a good minister of the Lord. And love the church where he's a member at. And we want him to come back every time he can to be with us. So stand together and look to the Lord. Just tonight. Be careful out there. There's a lot of people that are going to take advantage of the long weekends. Be real careful going home this evening. And Brother Light, would you pray for the day's course?
I'm going to kind of try to take the Father. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for this brother. This is pretty cool. Pray for us in my best and this is my best at home. Lord, we pray that you might bless us here. Pray to help us to do this and have this. By the Holy Spirit, from the world, pray for us. Also, pray, Lord, tonight we will be churches that don't have a pastor.
Amen.
Lord, we will be glad to hear that. Lord, we will be granted these things. We pray we will be glad to hear that. We will be for the sake of you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, he was good tonight.
I'm sure of
I'm sorry.